Your backyard and all my neighbors' yards are totally flooded.
Maybe it was the flood bandit.
What? There's many possibilities here, sir. Have you researched what could have happened?
I totally forgot to turn them off.
You know what you should... No,
silly.
Never say that. Never say that. Blame someone else.
Yeah, no.
Like, never say that it was your fault.
Don't blame anybody. Just search the possibilities that are there.
Yeah, she's right. Don't blame other people.
Options.
Just don't accept that you were responsible for it.
Well, if you're responsible for it, accept that. But if not, research and figure out what really happened.
Well, no.
What bandit is a great possibility.
You know in your head and in your heart did it.
Look into that.
But don't admit that. Don't admit it.
There's one in my area for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're not sure, but we think so. We think so for sure.
We're pretty sure.
Mikey Show.
Hey, Mikey, it's C1 Big Bird, man. When you guys going to pull a 48-hour show?
F you and everything.
Mikey Show.
Hey, how you guys doing, man? I really, really appreciate everything y'all done. I'm out here driving this rig, man, and I love the Mikey Show. I've only been listening for a couple of months, but y'all are the best show. Y'all are the first talk radio I ever listened to and the best talk radio. You guys are like both from, man.
Thank you.
I love you guys. So,
thank you very much. Mikey Show.
Hey, I want to call and see if I can find out who won between Ashley and that kid Nolan yesterday. I totally missed it.
Who do you think won?
I'm going to guess that 10-year-old.
Oh, well, it was Jinx.
He's 12, and he won.
Why do you keep saying it was Jinx? I don't think you're using that word right.
What is that?
That would not surprise me.
It was rigged? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Okay.
Rigged, jinxed.
Tomato, tomato.
You know? Stapled.
Caribbean, Caribbean, you get it.
Mikey Show.
Hey, Mikey, what's up? Good morning. I want to double check on a couple of things. For one, this is T1 the Bears, and I want to talk to Eddie. I want to see what his opinion is on Chicago taking the NFC this year. I want to know, what's up with you guys? Where are you guys going to go from here? What's the next step?
Is Eddie here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want me to answer that?
Yeah, he said he wanted you to know. He wanted to know what you thought.
Okay. I think that the Bears will win the NFC. I think they're clearly the best team in the NFC, and I really don't see anybody challenging them. So, yeah, I would pick the Bears.
How about the Big Show? You think they're going to take it all?
No. The AFC is clearly the class of the NFL. There's five teams in the AFC that I think could beat the Bears.
All right on, brother. I appreciate your opinion.
No problem, man.
You guys have a good one.
Okay.
Have a dabba.
Bubba Bubba. We have four hours and 17 minutes left.
Nice.
So that means we're in the home stretch.
Cool. And I'm ready to do news whenever you are.
All right, we're gonna do something on the air that we usually do off the air. We're gonna go over news stories, and I'm gonna tell Sky yes or no on these stories.
Yeah, and there's not that much because, we kept updating the news all throughout yesterday, so I didn't, pull stuff that we talked about yesterday afternoon. But okay. Let me know if you think anything's missing.
Stuff that we talked about yesterday afternoon, morning audience, don't have any...
Okay, I'll see what those last-minute additions were on the email and add them on this email. So the Democrats win the House and the Senate.
I thought CNN said the Senate was close.
CNN is saying the Senate is close, but every other source, the AP, the Newswire, they are all reporting that it is a locked-up done deal.
All right.
Rumsfeld steps down. That was something we talked about yesterday afternoon that, was breaking news then. A federal judge has blocked enforcement of part of Prop 83. That's the sex offender one.
What do you mean?
So, like, the sex offender one that passed, Prop 83, has all these new rules for sex offenders, and one of them is limiting where they can live in, you know, close to parks and schools and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so they're claiming it's unconstitutional because it would be really hard for them to find any city in California to live in where they're not breaking that rule.
Who's claiming that? The sex offenders?
Yes, an unidentified sex offender filed a lawsuit, and the judge ruled on it. It was filed yesterday morning and ruled on yesterday afternoon that she wants to pursue this and put this Prop 83 where they live stuff on hold.
Okay.
Yesterday, Carlsbad High School was evacuated after a man phoned in a bomb threat. They say the guy used a payphone on the school campus, but it turned out to be a hoax.
Okay.
So remember I told you the other day,
I think they should come up with a new word, like certain things are a jokes.
A jokes? Not a hoax. A jokes.
Yeah.
Remember I told you the other day about...
Just a bad jokes.
The other day I told you about that, those burglaries that were going on in Carmel Valley and Forest Ranch and, you know, Miramar Ranch and stuff, and they had video footage of the guy and they wanted people to help identify. Well, I guess it turns out that the guy is already in jail on different charges, and they found out it was him. So he, you know, luckily is off the streets now.
Hmm.
Your girl, Cindy Sheehan, was arrested yesterday outside the White House.
She was eating live chickens.
She was protesting.
She was trying to swallow her own hand.
Okie dokie. A local painter is in trouble because I guess he was like, you know, he did the curb painting where he paints your numbers, your house numbers on the curb. And
who would do that, though? Those people always creep me out. Guy comes to the door with a bucket of paint.
Yeah.
Wants to charge me $20 to paint numbers.
Right. So the deal with this guy is he's in trouble because he put like flyers on everybody's doorstep, letting them know that it is illegal to not have your numbers painted on the curb.
Which is probably not true.
Which is not true at all. And so, you know, he is in big trouble, and they want people to know that, you know, you don't have to have the numbers on the curb. Don't let people tell you that you do.
Wow.
And then finally, for hard news, in high school in North Carolina, right before a high school soccer game, they played part of a Nazi leader's speech over the PA system.
Come on. What?
Yeah, I guess it had to do with the slogan of the team, and they had a German exchange student, and some of the non-German players wanted to capture that saying.
That Nazi feeling. Let's get that Nazi feeling back.
In German, and no adults previewed the clip, and so the other team is upset. Blah, blah, blah.
Where'd that happen?
North Carolina.
I can't believe that state would allow something like that to happen.
Well,
in it.
Sounds like it was an accident, according to...
Yeah, I know. I just can't believe it happened there.
Right. Okay, Brittany K-Fed stuff. Reports are the reason Brittany filed for divorce when she did is because, like, they had one of those payment plans where, like, if they were married for 1 year, he would get X amount, 2 years, it goes up, 3 years, it goes up. But I guess there's a month leeway for the year. And since they were married 2 years and 1 month, she had to file right then, or else she would have had to pay the 3-year payout amount, they're saying.
Oh, wow.
K-Fed yesterday filed his divorce documents. This is something we talked about in the afternoon, asking for physical, legal custody, visitation rights.
So he gets more dough.
Spousal support, and he wants her to pay his legal fees.
He also wants new makeup and his dress hemmed.
And then last night, he had a show in Chicago because, you know, he's doing this, like, House of Blues tour. And, you know, the word on the street is, like, tickets aren't selling at all. So for this Chicago show, they ended up, like, giving away a lot of the tickets.
You know what would be rad?
Huh?
So if you had the money, you know, from the radio station and you could buy every ticket.
Ah, you're the only person in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they, like, gave out so many tickets just for free. And so, you know, that was the story. And when he was on stage, he asked the crowd, you know, who's about to be a free man, don't you?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And when he just did this?
Last night in Chicago. And then they said one guy had to be kicked out by security after holding up a large cardboard sign that insulted K-Fed's manhood. Don't know. I'd love to know what that sign
you
said.
You have a small penis.
Right? Or,
how stupid is that?
I don't know. So Reese Witherspoon filed her divorce papers late yesterday. asking the court to not give Ryan Phillippe spousal support, and she wants to keep the house.
No prenup or prenup?
I don't know. I know we talked about it the other day, but I'm so sleep deprived, I don't know. I don't think so, but I'll double check it. Lindsay Lohan was allegedly in a fender bender early Tuesday morning. You know, leaving Hyde nightclub, her second home.
This just happened?
Yeah. When? Well, they said it was 2 a.m. on Tuesday. And so today is Thursday.
Well,
so.
I just don't believe that. I just can't believe that.
It's not everywhere yet.
No. I just can't believe that somebody like Lindsay Lohan would be involved in that.
Seems like a good driver.
She seems like just a good kid. Like, yeah. I've never, like, you know what?
Got
we're going to, so
together.
Let me get this straight. So we're going to go from never hearing her name in the news to suddenly, oh, in trouble.
No way, man.
Yeah, right.
No way, man.
Daniel Baldwin was arrested in Santa Monica.
There's a Daniel Baldwin.
Yeah.
That's the news story.
After allegedly stealing a car, they followed the car. They tracked it with the OnStar system. He went to a motel room where he was staying, and they searched that as well, and there were drugs in the room.
Oh, no.
So, double trouble.
He shouldn't have done that.
Double trouble.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't know that was illegal.
Maybe not. Chris Cornell's solo album, he will cover Michael Jackson's Billie Jean.
No way.
Yeah, he says he changes the music quite a bit, but he doesn't touch the lyrics.
Well, I wish we could have talked to him about that yesterday.
I know.
Gosh, those lyrics are so cool. Different from anything he'd ever write.
Yeah, so that'd be cool to hear.
I have to wee-wee real bad.
I can't even imagine that.
Okay, I just got two more stories, and then I kept the story about Michael Jackson performing Thriller at the World Music Awards.
Okay.
And then about Anna Nicole Smith selling her delivery room video.
Yeah.
For money.
It's weird.
Okay. I'll mail you all those stories. Cool.
Well then.
Wee wah wee wah.
All right.
How you doing?
Got to get the third win here. We'll be good.
Third win.
I'm really hungry.
Yeah, I'm starving right
pancakes
now.
Pancakes, dance party.
I think if I ate, I'd be okay. I'm really hungry.
What are you craving? Pancakes?
Burrito?
I don't care. Breakfast food, yeah.
Oh, me? Breakfast burrito.
I don't think I want a burrito.
No.
No.
Pancakes.
Maybe.
Eggs. Nice burritos.
I don't speak Chichewa.
Oh.
Okay?
Chichewa.
I'm like, whatever.
Okay.
And then you guys were all, and then I was all.
And then I was all.
And I was just like, boom.
And he was all,
Yeah.
And I was all.
Whatever. I just said, cunt.
I don't speak Chichewa.
Chichewa.
All right. Let's talk to the fans.
Yeah, Eddie, you get me awake.
Mikey Show.
I like it.
Hi.
Is you on Crystal.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi. I wanted to ask a question.
Sure.
I'd make a deal with you guys. If I brought you guys breakfast, if you do me a favor and play Mikey Idol. I live in Boulevard now, and I don't get to hear you guys out there in the boondogs. So
I'm sorry. I don't speak Chichewa.
She's speaking English.
She's clearly speaking Chichewa.
Who knows? Clear English to me.
Crystal, let me tell you something. I appreciate your offer of food. I believe we're going to be taken care of in that department. As far as Mikey Idol, we will be running a Best of the Mikey Show tomorrow while we all recover, and it will air tomorrow morning, probably about 8 o'clock. I'm being given a note here.
Yeah.
I'm being slipped a note, and it says around 8 o'clock you will hear the entire Mikey Idol from, yesterday when we were on the air.
Wow.
About 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, about 13 hours ago.
Yeah, when we were still on the air.
Live.
Okay, Crystal, I hope
Thank
that works
so
for
much.
You. Thank
it
you.
Will.
You're the greatest person I've ever met.
Wow,
I love your face, and I hope that you can make me happy.
Oh, Eddie, that was really
Goodbye.
Nice of you.
All right.
Sweet.
Mikey, I don't speak Chichewa. Okay? Here's some more phone calls. Mikey Show.
Hey, Eddie.
Yo.
Hey, I wanted to ask you what you thought about the Padres trades that they're doing, or the trade that they made with Josh Barfield.
Yeah, man. I was a big Barfield guy. I love Josh Barfield. I thought he was kind of underutilized by Bochy last year a little bit. You know, I thought he should have played more. But, you know, he's a rookie, so I understand you want to kind of, you know, not overuse him. But he put up great numbers. I was a big Barfield fan, and so I'm bummed that he's gone. And the two prospects that they got, they're prospects, so you don't know what you're going to get. You know,
they're trying to get Marcus Giles out here. Is that what they're doing?
I heard that too. You know, KT Kevin Towers said that they're talking to two second basemen. One of them is supposedly a superstar, so everybody's going, "Oh, Alfonso Soriano." Yeah, right.
No,
the day we sign Alfonso Soriano is the day I become friar.
A nun.
A friar.
Right on, man.
A swinging friar.
A nun.
So it's not going to happen. But Marcus Giles is a good possibility.
There's like no right swinging on. Flyers.
Mikey Show. Hello. Mikey Show.
C1 Jack Bauer, guys.
What's up, Jack Bauer? Nice. We know all about you.
All I got to say is you guys rock.
Sky, did you think about that at all during the show today, how Jack Bauer does it?
How he rocks.
Yeah. How he's able to get through those crazy days.
I mean, with the adrenaline that must be running through his system with the terrorists and, you know, the killing of people and torturing.
And nuclear bombs going off in Las Vegas.
Right. Yeah. If we only had, you know, those kind of circumstances going on here, we'd have no problem.
Rob's behind you. I mean, he kind of looks like a terrorist.
I think that what we do is better than what Jack Bauer does because we do 28. He does 24.
That's true. His show is not called 28.
Yeah, he thinks he had a tough day.
We are four times better than he is.
True.
And does anybody...
What's up?
Is anybody concerned at all about Bobby Kernel's haircut? Bobby Kernel's, get on the microphone. I need to know about this haircut and why you are the way that you are.
What's up?
What is up with it? It's very little boy Elroy. Or what's the little Lord Fauntleroy? Yeah, there you go.
I'm actually kind of going for the Luke Skywalker look.
It's not.
I'm not blonde. There it is.
Come on, Mike.
Yeah.
Where were you while we were getting high?
Noel Gallagher, everybody.
Someday you will find kernels with his haircut stabbed beneath the landmine.
What happened, Daddy?
Trying to help.
Sorry, Eddie.
Trying to help.
We were making a point.
Come on, Mike.
We were
Don't lose it. Don't lose it. It's 6 o'clock, dude. We only got four hours to go.
I'm good to go, dude.
4 hours. But look at Colonel's haircut. Are you okay with that?
It's really just a lack of a haircut, that's all.
It looks like it's perm.
I think it's a style.
It is? What's the style? The
style is like, you know, hey, man, like, I don't need to care. Yeah. I wake up and whatever happens, happens. You know what the haircut is?
What?
Carpe diem.
Exactly. Really?
Seize the day?
Yeah.
Seize the day?
Laissez-faire.
To me,
Sean?
He's way more concerned with the day than the hair.
Than the hair. Okay. The hair doesn't matter.
Okay. Sean? Yeah.
To me, it says, check me out.
Uh-huh.
I can do my hair like Greg Brady.
This is going to make me laugh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I can turn around and kiss him on the mouth.
All right.
there it is.
First of all,
Sky.
I can get along Brady.
Yeah.
It's not Greg. It's
What's up,
Peter.
G?
An opinion on Colonel's haircut.
No, I thought it looked like Greg.
Like, if I saw Colonel's walking down the street, I wouldn't, you know, I'd just be like, oh, there's another normal guy. But since I know Colonel's, I do not believe the hairstyle jives with the personality.
Really?
Do you think that he would have a girlfriend or a girl that he had a crush on named Millicent?
Yeah.
And when he kissed her, he would see skyrockets?
How many times?
A couple more before we're done here in San Diego.
Okay. Ashley?
I kind of feel like we have our own Lord of the Rings dynamic going on here, because I've got the big ring around my neck, but he's clearly got, like, the Frodo haircut.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
So,
Frodo Baggins, have you guys ever considered that he might be on his way to Mordor?
I have.
You know what? That's a hell of an idea.
Like, take off your socks. I want to see your feet.
I feel like a jerk.
Are they big and floppy?
Can you not swim?
Like Frodo's.
How do I play the legal ID?
Do you...
Write yellow on the wall, Eddie.
What if we were to check his pockets and we found some Lamner's bread?
I wouldn't be surprised.
You're so stupid.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't see it.
Click on the wall.
I'm on the wall.
He's on
bottom.
It.
Okay.
It's not on there.
Bottom right, bright yellow.
Bottom right. There is nothing. There is not a bright yellow.
Okay, yellow.
On the bottom right.
Okay, yellow. Mustard
she
yellow.
Said hello.
Mr. Difficult.
Homie.
It's in
28-hour legal ID?
You got it.
I found it. Hang
it's
on.
Special. Yeah.
You're listening to the 28-hour Mikey Marathon.
Brought to you by Fox 6 News.
Wrap
on KIOZ, San Diego's rock station.
Rock 105.3.
Wrap
the following takes place between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m.
Congratulations.
4 hours.
24 hours.
24 hours.
We just did 24 hours.
Breeze.
We've been on the radio for 24 hours. All right, now I got my wind.
Do it.
Get up.
Come on.
Let's
get
this party started.
Take the con.
Yeah, take the con.
Take the con.
Take it.
We're not retiring.
No, not that con.
We're graduating.
I'm ready. I'm ready now.
Yeah. All right, now I'm fired up because now it's like a now it's like the regular show, you know. It's as if we came in and it's Thursday and Sean happens to be in the studio and paying attention and the
all
whole deal.
All is right with the world.
That's right.
So let's take phone calls 570-1053. Mikey, woo. Show hello.
Hey Mikey, few on black eye, man. I just want to be the first to congratulate you guys on making it through 24.
Thank you very much, dude.
Hey,
thank you very much.
You guys
much.
All rock and Scott, you're a beating. And you guys have a great day.
All right, thank you.
That was unnecessary.
Mikey, show hello.
Hey, congratulations, man.
Thank
the
you very much.
Been going great.
Thank you.
Hey, this is T1 Andrew, and I was just curious. Do you guys have any Deftones tickets or not?
What? No, we do not have Deftones tickets.
All right, hey, well, the show.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's see what we got.
Oh, check it out.
Anything you want, Mikey.
Well, first of all, Tony Hawk's going to be on the show today.
Oh.
That's cool.
James Elroy's going to be on the show. That's that. He's the author of the Black Dahlia book, and he's a pretty interesting guy. I don't know if he's the same guy that you may suspect that his father had something to do with the murder of the Black Dahlia.
That's what I discovered about the gentleman.
Discoveries.
I did a little research on
Speak
my own.
On it.
Author of the novels L.A. Confidential and The Black Dahlia. It's appearing on Court TV's Murder by the Book, which premieres November 13th. Crime touched his life at an early age. He was 10 years old when his mother was murdered in L.A., her killer never found. Haunted by the unsolved case, for nearly four decades, he teamed up with a homicide detective in 1994 to search for clues to her death. In his episode, Elroy revisits the mystery, taking viewers on an emotional journey through the facts of the case and the clues that never quite added up. As a young man haunted by his mother's ghost, Elroy became a thief, an alcoholic, a drug abuser, and sexual pervert who became notorious as a peeping Tom fixated on women's underwear. He broke into people's houses. He stole things like food and lingerie. He served time in jail. He declared himself to be a Nazi to get a rise out of people.
Dang.
Hmm.
Guy's busy.
Very busy youth. So, James Elroy, we'll talk to him. I wonder if he is that same guy that I saw on Dateline.
Probably is.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a pretty out there character.
That's right.
A little bit.
Let's see. Sky, did you send me the news?
Yep.
Let's get this party started.
Come on. I'm ready, Neil.
We're in the home stretch.
Ashley's not looking good.
Oh, no.
I'm going to give you guys the heads up. Ashley is not looking
good. It's the news, dude. Going over news, I start.
Look at her eyes and everything.
Oh, she got bored.
That looks bad.
Because I'm just listening, and then I zone.
Oh, no.
Give her something. Like, help her out.
It's like, I have no...
Do
you want some soda?
You want a dance party?
I'm ready now.
Want some soda?
No dance parties. We got to do some serious stuff around here,
okay.
Kids.
You want a Red Bull?
I'm ready now.
Making a monster drink.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
You are a champion.
It's just if I stay immobile, then I'm.
Guys, I want to give you the heads up. Sean's not looking good.
Oh, no.
I don't feel good.
What's the matter, Sean?
Well, it's not that I don't feel well.
Yeah.
I'm real tired. Doing my best, though.
You want a spicy V8?
Why would you say that to me?
I would take a regular V8.
It's packed with vitamins and junk.
Where's the stapler? It's
gross. Swing line.
I got some tape.
Guys, I want to give you the heads up. Boston Rob's hair is not looking good.
It's been like that for a while.
Yeah.
It's not looking good.
I know it.
Sideshow Bob today.
Just tried to print this. Come on. Don't do this to me now. All right. So at the beginning and end of every show, you can call about whatever you want. 570-1053. Mikey Show.
Hey, this is T-Rex. And, I wonder if it's, you can explain to my wife how, hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're listening.
Oh, hi, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Mikey Show.
Mikey.
Yeah.
P1 Big Mike.
What's up, dude?
Dude, I didn't get the email for the invite down last night until just now.
Yeah, Big Mike wanted to come in forever, and I wrote him back probably like an hour before we started Lost that he could come down and watch with us.
Can you print the news? I couldn't print it. I tried three times. It won't work.
Sorry, Big
Thanks
Mike.
Thanks for caring, Mike.
Sorry, dude. I've been awake for 24 hours, and I'm trying to print my news right now. I apologize that I...
You're not as cheery 24 hours.
Hey, listen, dude. Whoa. After 24 hours... It's a.
You need a hug, don't you?
Yeah. Well, no. Actually, I don't need a hug.
Sounds like it.
Just a little patience. That's all.
A little hug.
No, I don't want a hug.
No.
I want a little patience.
What about a hug?
I want a little help.
That's a good
hug it out, bitch.
Hug it out, bitch.
Hug it out, bitch.
Oh, man, that's hysterical.
All right, Big Mike.
Take it easy.
Next time, bro. Next time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
damn. I'm ready now.
Damn.
Ten-fo-fo-show.
Oh, no, don't start that crap.
Oh, blump.
What's up, Brie Hay?
I hate that one the most.
All right, I got some good stuff here. Listen to this. Nick Lachey reacting to Britney and K-Fed's divorce.
Oh,
this has got to be good, right?
Oh, genius.
Cut 14.
Just days shy of the one-year anniversary of his split from wife Jessica Simpson, Nick knows all too well what Britney and K-Fed are facing.
I can empathize with that, sincerely, since I've just been through it, and I just think you have to do the best you can.
Is there one lesson that maybe you learned that helps you kind of deal with that and kind of shield it?
Yeah, just don't let what people say and write, dictate anything to you. You know, it's your personal life is your personal life. You keep that in mind, you'll always come out on top.
I don't know how you would let it dictate something to whether you know what I mean? You know, let it lead your life because they write something?
Sage advice,
mm-hmm.
Jay.
Really good stuff, Nick.
Or wise beyond your years.
That's right.
Wow.
You know, I'm going to have to go back and reread all those 98 Degrees lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a lot of wisdom in those
Absolutely.
Things I would never really saw before.
Nobody
Sweet.
Can.
Yeah. So go back and listen to all that stuff. Mikey Show.
Hey, just wanted to say hi on the air to you guys.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Where are the P1s?
Help us out.
What's going on? Where's the P1s?
Not Help right us now. Out.
Where's the P1s? The big deal is
battling. We're battling.
Yeah.
Uphill.
The P1s.
It's tough. You're in the last 4 hours, and you're trying to, you need callers to call in and get to the point and have a point. Are you kidding me? That's like the no-brainer part. You know what I mean?
We've been in a gun battle with Charlie all night long.
That's right.
Just looking to get picked
up. And we just got ambushed.
Yeah.
You guys are doing great. That was the whole point.
Okay. Thank you very much. Great. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Stabbed us right in the back.
Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, what's up, man? This is P1 Crash Crew.
What's up?
Hey, I was just calling to tell you guys rock.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Go ahead and screen these calls, Boston Rob.
Awesome.
Back to my old jab.
Great.
Oh,
back to the old drawing board.
I'd rather get whacked in my boys again.
Yeah.
Drawing.
John.
Drawing boy.
Oh, no.
This is not good, you
no.
guys.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
I'm ready now.
Feel it. Feel it.
You guys want to do what you're doing at the courthouse?
Oh, yes.
Now you're talking.
Pick it up a notch.
Oh, I would love that. I would love it so much.
All right, what you're doing at the courthouse is where we send Boston. By the way, if you're just tuning in, we're doing a 28-hour show marathon. We've been on the air for 24 hours, and we have four more to go.
No, we did not.
Whoa, go shiny.
No, we did not. Hey, put your junk back.
It's not his junk.
That was his.
It was a can.
Shawnee, that was
his pockets.
I was seeing a lot of upper thigh.
That was a can.
That was the can.
I loved it.
I was seeing a lot of upper thigh.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right, so this is Boston Rob. This is Boston Rob, our stunt boy at the courthouse. We send him there with a microphone to say to people, hey, what you doing at the courthouse?
What you doing at the courthouse?
I'm trying to get a lawyer to fight my case.
What's your case?
I have 5 felony counts on something I didn't do. They say stolen truck, which I have the pink slip to, a trailer.
Well, the pink slip was probably in the glove compartment, bro.
Right. Of the car you stole.
Yeah.
Some equipment or some other things. And that's what they have me in there. But, I mean, it was my truck.
You know, the weird thing is I don't know why they're doing this to me. They singled me out of every citizen in San Diego County. And it's really, I wish that Channel 10 would do, an investigation Turkle on why
files.
They do this.
Right? Wow, the corruption.
Yeah, I wish Turkle. That Dateline, I wish Marty Emerald would get after these people for picking me out of nowhere. All I was doing was going to the grocery store to buy some groceries. And they pulled me over and they said, you know what? Today you're the guy.
You're him.
Turco files.
You're him.
Turco.
You're him, Turco.
Me and Turco got to get on the scene.
I backed up next to a trailer and that trailer was not mine. It happened to be stolen. But since the girl that was taking care of my truck said, hey, don't tow his stuff. The cops are saying that she put me or placed me there, that I had all that stuff there.
Wait a minute. He's saying he backed his truck that belonged to him. He backed it up into a trailer that did not belong to him and tried to hitch the trailer up and take off? Is that the deal?
Allegedly.
Turns out you can't do that in San Diego.
What?
They say you can't do that.
Since when?
I guess a couple weeks ago. That was a law that they passed here.
Prop what?
We'll prop. Trailer
prop.
It was just my truck, my trailer, and my boat. And all that.
On the boat, too.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot
the
about
boat.
That. Yeah, so. Okay, so there's a boat that I had to. And it's not mine. But I was like, what, I can't have a boat that doesn't belong to me?
Grand Theft Trailer.
I got paperwork for it.
Made by Rockstar Games.
That's right. next up is a lady that tells Rob about getting pulled over.
What's she doing at the courthouse?
Well, I ran a stop sign right by my house, 2 blocks from my house. We had just hopped in the car because the mail came and we were going to go run this bank card over to my ex-boyfriend.
Now, we're going to start this one all over again.
Ooh,
nice.
But this is what I love about what you're doing at the courthouse. There's never been one case ever in the history of what you're doing at the courthouse where anybody's ever done anything wrong. Anything wrong. Nobody has ever done anything wrong. It is always a case of minding my own business. Like, all I was doing was living my life like a normal human being. When suddenly, the police department...
Damn.
Decided that it was my turn. And it's just a bad break. It was my turn. Because all I was doing was going to take something to a friend of mine. I did happen to run a stoplight in a stolen car with crank in my head.
What's she doing at the courthouse?
Well, I ran ran a stop sign right by my house, 2 blocks from my house. We had just hopped in the car because the mail came and we were going to go run this bank card over to my ex-boyfriend because he needed it. So we.
You didn't even mention that he needed it.
Oh.
Now that we. I didn't realize.
Drop the charges.
And he needed it ASAP.
Well, that's the thing. I thought maybe it could wait or there was no rush.
No.
But then you said, no, he needed it. So, changes everything.
The envelope with the bank card, and we were just, we had a whole bunch of keys on a ring that we were trying to fit in my Mercedes because I had lost my key, you know, so we had all these keys and we were trying to make any key work. So we had those with us, and so I run the stop sign and a cop car's coming right at me, and he whips around and he pulls us over, and he thinks that we're, he sees, oh yeah, and it was the day of the Adams Avenue Street Fair, and so we went to one of the, to all those little, like, yard sales, and we bought a binocular.
We bought like $80,000 worth of stolen merchandise.
Oh my God.
I think, and walkie-talkies that were there, like 10 bucks. And so we had these right in the car, you know, from the street fair. And so he sees the binoculars.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Right.
What is all this?
That's why she's there, right?
Adam's
she's
Avenue
facing
street-
charges of... She's getting to it, what they consider to be stolen merchandise.
Oh, my God.
There's a walkie-talkie, all these keys in his pocket, and,
Oh, yeah, 8 grams of coke.
What else? Oh, and some. I had a bag of trash in the back, because we have a truck, and we cleaned up the back of the truck, and somebody threw in a license plate in it, so we folded it up and threw the trash. So he thought, for sure, he was onto something. This cop was, like, crazy.
Yeah, he sounds it. Sounds certifiably loony.
Yep.
He's all like, he goes, do you see my uniform? It's different than anybody else's. Can you see the difference in my uniform? Because I'm on a task force. I'm on the auto theft task force. And I'm on to you guys like that. And we were like, what? I swear to God. We're like, this guy is.
We're like, all we're trying to do is run some stoplights here today, officer. And you're getting crazy.
Yeah.
Whack, man. He was so high strung and he was so enthusiastic, you know, and he was like on this task force.
He's high strung. What are you, lady?
Well, there would have been a way to avoid all of his high strungness.
Like a ring, he thought, you know, people that were, I'm like, I live a block and a half from here. I've lived here forever.
I didn't even mention that.
Yeah.
You do? You live a block and a half from here?
Well,
free to
you're
go.
Free to go.
It's on the home, you know? And he's like, no. All the evidence points to the fact you guys are out. He goes, look at all the stuff. You have binoculars, walkie-talkie. Look at all these keys. These are all car keys. I'm like, well, because we're trying to fit him in a car. They're out of our junk drawer, you know? He goes, and what else you got going here? You got somebody else's mail? You got somebody else's mail in your pocket? You know, we're like, oh, my God.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're rude. You're the best.
Awesome.
That's funny.
That's not rude.
I like what you're doing at the courthouse. So interesting.
Play the pimp ones, the last two. You'll enjoy
more
that.
Pimps?
Lots of pimps at the courthouse.
Yeah, I'm
getting well, something else ball. Before that. There's another one.
Oh, yeah. Oh. This guy, I met him the last time I was there. He was back getting a rain, and he was telling me a story about this dude he's seen get locked up.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I was just there waiting to get arraigned, sent whatever. And, you know, they're bringing the people from the jail that are in custody in the waiting room. You know, they start arraigning them or whatever. They're sentencing them. And one of the guys, the judge goes, well, let's see. You got pulled over. Your crime was you got pulled over. We found an ounce of cocaine in your car. You were high on cocaine. And you had a loaded gun. All right. What do you plead, Mr. Whatever?
Duh.
I don't know what the guy was. I don't, you know, whatever. And the guy goes... Your Honor, I plead guilty. The judge goes, okay, well, for your crime, we're going to go ahead and give you 6 months.
Wow.
Dude, I was like, man, this guy got cocaine in his system. Obviously, he's slanging it because he got an ounce. And he got a gun to enforce, and he gets 6 months? That's love. That's love.
That guy knows way too much about the system.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And terminology and stuff.
And weights.
Yeah, I don't want to know about that stuff, man. All I want to know is what's on must-see TV tonight. That's all I want to know.
Different people.
Yeah, we're very different. Very different. This is a pimp at the courthouse?
What you doing at the courthouse?
I'm 72 hours fresh out the jail cell, and I'm coming down here to report to my probation officer.
Okay, well, thanks for stopping by.
I like this guy. We rap for like an hour.
100% status quo, collar pop, shoulder brush, just enough to get it done, fresh out the courthouse. Talk to the petty probation officer. She let me know what's the gig. I got to come in here and go make up a little bid for this, paying them their money back. I'm trying to keep it 100%. I'm going to do it without a doubt, or I'm going back to jail.
Sounds like a rap song.
Yeah.
Just got done doing 5 months off a gig that wasn't even really my fault, but, you know, I beat it. Still got a report, though.
What'd you get locked up for?
I'm a drug dealer and a fresh pimp. 100%. Oh, that goes down, without a doubt.
What is that?
I don't know.
Fresh
but
pimp.
I think it's better than a regular pimp.
Mm. It's not day old.
Yep.
No.
We have a show, the Fresh Pimp of Bel Air.
I keep it moving 100%, hustling without a doubt all day, all night. You do what it takes. You know, 100%. That's me. They call me What It Take for short. A ball.
What It Take?
For sure.
For sure. Eight ball.
You said 100%, by the way. There's a emphasis on completeness. Not 94. Hey, listen.
Hell.
His nickname has never been 94%.
No.
Second cut with the same guy?
Yeah, now he starts telling me about his time up in George Bailey Detention Center and what the guards have been bringing him porn and doing stuff.
The guards?
The guards. Guards.
What gods?
Like the god of thunder or
Thor and Caesar.
Caesar?
Caesar was a god?
I didn't know.
He's a petty god.
Yeah, George Bailey Detention Facility. I was just released. They promote interracial, I ain't gonna say violence, but it keeps things stirred up. They bring porno, they pass it to whatever race the deputy is, and then they raid you. When they find a porno, they lock everybody down. Everybody gets locked down for the porno that they brought in and gave us. 100%, without a doubt. That's the deputy, George Bailey. They downgrade you, they talk bad to you. I mean, we're all grown men. We all, you know, sentences. We're on the downside of luck as it is. Last thing we need is some L7 square out of school. They got rumpled.
You get that?
L7 square out of school, dude.
L7.
Yeah. But then if he does the L7, why does he have to say square?
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to leave
isn't
anything.
Isn't it like the EVOO? Isn't it the EVOO?
Oh, you mean extra virgin olive oil?
Right. I mean, if you're going to go L7, why do you have to say square?
If you're going
to
say EVOO, well, then what's the point if you're going to say extra virgin olive oil?
Thank you. Right? Yummo.
Past time for this life to come stepping to you and challenging you and call you out your name, downgrade you, cuss at you, call you profanities, and then ask you to respect them in the same sentences. It's funny style. I didn't like it at all. I'm a bigger man than that. I think I deserve just a little more respect. I'm a criminal, not a terrorist or anything like that. I'm still an American. I think I deserve some kind of right. I don't know if criminals deserve rights, but they deserve at least due treatment.
What is he dressed like?
It's a collar down shirt, button down collared shirt, white t-shirt underneath, and just like some khaki pants.
Goldfish in his platform shoes.
Well, there you go. That's what you're doing at the courthouse.
That is what it is.
Wonderful feature. On the Mikey Show.
His show.
Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, I was just going to make a comment about your L7 square.
Mm-hmm.
That was from The Sandlot. The movie The Sandlot?
Yeah, that was not created by the movie The Sandlot.
No, but it was on there.
Well, sure, okay. But that term has been around since, before my parents were around.
Oh, and Mike, L7 Square was also on What You Doing at the Courthouse.
That's correct.
Just for reference.
It was on What You Doing at the Courthouse.
Yes,
that
yes.
is correct. Correctamundo. James Elroy is going to be on the show. Tony Hawk to be on the show. I would like to play for you one more time the Ryan Leaf petition stuff. Sent Boston Rob to a Charger game and just had him randomly walk up to people and ask them if they would sign a petition to get Ryan Leaf to come back to San Diego. And people here get real, you know, upset, you know, almost violent. It's pretty good stuff. We were coming up with some ideas of some things to talk about this morning. one of the things that we came up with was the scariest situation you've ever been in. Eddie and I were going to see a friend of ours in Pittsburgh one time and got lost in the bad part of Pittsburgh with the gas light on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
My hands are sweating just remembering it.
You didn't?
Neither of us spoke jive.
I remember we stopped for directions at like a liquor store.
Yes, we did.
And didn't you get out? Or I think you did.
I think so. It was really a terrifying situation.
Man, just hang loose, blood.
Mikey Show.
Hey, when, Ashley, can we get pulled around by B-Rod and the Little Red Riot?
We are on the case, dude.
Thanks for bringing it up.
We're going to make it real cool.
Ridiculous.
How about you, Sky, or Boston Rob, or Sean, or Ashley? Have you guys ever been in a situation, like a real scary situation?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like what? Go ahead, Sky.
Well, the time I can remember being the most scared is...
flying with Ramsey the first time. Don't know if he's a good pilot. Yeah. You're like, oh, boy, I
thought
I
we
know.
Were going to be serious here.
I was taking a guess.
My manservant, Ramsey, it was when I was younger. I was, like, in middle school age. I want to say, like, I was in sixth grade and my brother was in seventh grade. And, you know, my mom had gone back to work, so she didn't come home till like 4 in the afternoon or whatever. So for a couple hours, it was just me and my brother.
And Ramsey.
And one day, me and my brother were not getting along, and he freaked out, and he started chasing me around the house with a knife, and I didn't have any shoes on, and I was scared out of my mind, and I was bawling. So I ran to my girlfriend's house, which was probably a good mile and a half away with him chasing me the whole entire time.
Are you serious?
I believe he left the knife at the house, but he chased me, and I didn't have shoes on, and I'm running on the cement, and I'm crying and screaming, and he's chasing me, and he chased me, and then as soon as he realized where I was going, he stopped at the corner because he knew he couldn't go into my girlfriend's house.
You made a face, Eddie.
I knew he would.
You knew Eddie would?
Well, I knew somebody here would question the validity of the story, or if I instigated it, or if I'm telling it correctly, or whatever.
I have a sister. For you to say that's the scariest situation you've ever been in is asinine.
That's the time where I feared for my
really?
Life.
Really? You think your brother was going to kill you?
Yes. Dude, my brother, at that age, my brother wasn't quite normal. He had a lot of
that's
behavior
nice.
Issues, and he'll be the first to tell you. I mean, when him and I talk about it now as adults, he doesn't even remember his childhood. Like, he has, like, kind of blacked it all out. He doesn't even remember because he wasn't, the chemistry was off upstairs a little bit.
Whoa.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm stoked now. My brother's, like, awesome and totally, like, normal. But, dude, during that younger years, it was really, really bad. So that's the time I remember being the most scared.
Sean? No, Eddie. Sean?
Never. Pittsburgh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Pittsburgh. Sean, what'd you have? Actually, Sean's story is the same one. Sky's brother chased him down the street.
Not true.
It is true.
Sean?
In high school, I hung with a real rough crowd, and a lot of them were gang members. And one night we were at a house party, and we pissed off these guys from another school who are also gang members. And we started to fight in this house, and it spilled out onto the lawn. And then they went to their car and they got a bunch of baseball bats.
Ew.
And they were going to come at us with these bats. And so we jumped in our car and took off. They jumped in, and we were in a, is it a Dodge Colt? A Colt is like, it's a really small, it's
Sounds
an economy
right.
compact car.
Right.
It's a piece of crap, you know, it's a four banger, right?
Right, right.
And they jump in there like, it must have been like a Camaro or maybe it was a, like a Monte Carlo, like a Super Sport.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it had a giant engine in it. And so they're chasing us. They've got their bats. They're throwing beer bottles at our car. We come up to a stoplight. And there are two or three cars in front of us. There's no place that we can go. They jump out of their cars. They smash out the back window. They grab one of our guys and pull him out.
Whoa.
The guy driving hits the gas. We pop up onto the curb, drive over a couple of lawns so that we can get out into the intersection and take off. And we left that other guy, and they beat the crap out of him. They put him in the hospital.
That's a scary story.
That's really scary.
Oh, my gosh. And you guys left him? Was he pissed at you?
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
Oh. Yeah, I guess he would be.
We were very scared.
That's
very
brutal.
Scared, yeah. We didn't know if they had guns or not. We were afraid they were. They did.
I want to outdo that somehow.
What?
I got a pretty crazy one.
Tell you about the time I was abducted by space aliens.
That never happened.
You're not going to believe
it.
That
never happened.
Oh, no, I never had.
Tell you about the time that I built a time machine and went back in time and Napoleon. I never told you this story?
I've never heard this.
No.
Dude. My dad went on the internet and bought a time machine kit.
On the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Cool. Brookstone?
Uh-huh. And he bought a time machine kit.
Uh-huh.
And he told me, you know, don't mess around with this. And I did. Went back in time.
Oh.
Okay. And was captured by Napoleon Bonaparte. And,
Captured?
Yeah, I was captured by him.
How? Like a net?
No, he thought that I was part of the insurgents of Eastern Europe.
Oh.
And so
I picture it like being from the Planet of the Apes where Napoleon was on a horse and they had one of those cargo nets, threw it over you.
That's almost exactly how it happened. That's almost exactly how it happened.
Exactly.
I picture him with one of those butterfly nets.
That was awesome.
And just putting the butterfly net over Mike and just pulling him.
Yeah, it was kind of like that too.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Sounds scary, Mike.
Elaborate.
Well, what happened was they took me back to, their headquarters.
Uh-huh.
And,
France.
Yeah, in France. And they put me in this machine that would not allow me to get tall.
Jesus. Dang.
It was like this, it was like the opposite of a stretch.
Shrinky dinky?
It was a shrinky dinky. You know what they are.
Oh, shrinky dinks. Dink.
Yeah, you were put in an oven,
right,
apparently.
On a
right.
cookie sheet.
And made out of plastic.
Yeah, they put me on a cookie sheet.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It was called a shrinky dink.
Yeah.
And they shrank your ass.
And when did you get back in time?
Like 10 minutes ago.
Wow. Good.
Wow. Dang.
Hello.
Thank God.
Thank God.
So anyway. What were you going to say, Eddie?
Well, there besides my crazy going to a theme park, which I'm not going to name, and sitting in the Killer Whale show, besides that, which is definitely the scariest situation I've ever been in.
And you mocked my being chased with a knife story.
Anyhoot, I had a gun pulled on me once.
You did?
Oh, really?
Was that in Santa Rosa?
Yeah.
I think I remember this.
Yeah, I went up and was hanging out with bad kids. It was like
how
one of the only
you?
I was probably 17. Uh-huh. One of the only times I ever did anything like stupid in my life. And I was hanging out with these stoners and I was wasted and we went to this park and I was kind of messing around with this girl at the time. That's why I was kind of hanging out with him.
Right.
And I was sitting on the slide in this park and she was sitting in front of me and this guy in complete camouflage, this is like 2 o'clock in the morning, comes out of the park out of nowhere and whips out a gun, a Magnum, and puts it right to my head. And I'm wasted, thank God, because I would have probably, you know, freaked out.
Yeah.
But I'm wasted. And I go, is that real? And he goes, do you want to find out?
Whoa.
And clocked it, or what's the...
Cocked it.
Cocked it. And I, like, laughed. And he just, like, looked at me and then, like, walked away. And the people that were with me were like, dude, what are you doing?
Whoa.
Like, if he just came out of nowhere?
Out of nowhere. And complete camouflage. That's not weird.
And he didn't ask for anything like your wallet?
No, he wasn't. I think he was just a weirdo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow. And I'm like, and I think about that now, and I'm like, wow, dude, I could have been shot.
Yeah, but what about his behavior indicated to you that he...
Like...
No.
He wasn't a shrinky dink. That's my guess.
Yeah, I mean, what part of his behavior made you think, oh, you know, how do you know he wasn't doing some reconnaissance stuff in the area?
He could have been military.
Yeah. How do you know he wasn't military? Yeah. P1 Hugs is on the line.
Finally.
Hey, Hugs.
Hey, Mikey.
What's up, dude?
All right. I got my scariest. You ready? I've been shot at, and I'm not lying about this, and this is even scarier. My brother and I, 7. I was 8 years old. We're at the circus. We got lost from my grandmother.
Shot at the circus?
We're at the circus.
What a far out thing. Wow.
And my brother and I got lost by ourselves.
Lionel and Bailey's got a crazy show these days.
Circus is, I'm scarred for life. And we came around the corner.
Scariest show on earth.
A clown jumped out and came shot up behind me. My brother and I and grabbed us.
That's pretty nuts.
And the clown grabbed us, and we tried to run, and he wouldn't let go of us.
Did you say to him, what am I, a clown to you?
This is great.
No, everybody laugh.
And then finally some other funny guy how came up.
Finally he shot me.
Yeah.
Ah, clown.
P1, P1 paparazzi is on the line.
Yeah.
Good evening, Hey, no. Dude, turn your flash off.
No more.
Please.
Come on.
Turn off your flash. It's so bright in our eyes right now.
Digital.
Good morning.
Jesus. What's the club Lindsay Lohan goes to?
Hide.
Paparazzi. Yeah, we just walked out of Hide. We don't need this. We don't need this.
What's going on, paparazzi?
I actually had a really dangerous situation. When I was about 16,
I lost my camera.
Tommy Lee hit him while he was taking pictures.
I was attacked by Sean Penn.
Go ahead.
Russell Crowe threw a phone.
Go, Brad.
When I was 16, myself and a neighbor were walking up the street. We lived down the street from a shopping center, and the back of the shopping center was facing us. So we walk up the street to go to the shopping center, probably about 6, 7 o'clock at night, and we're behind the buildings walking around them. As truck pulls up with their high beams on, and two guys get out and come up to us. We're like, okay, what's going on? They lift up their shirt and flash guns at us and say, hey, you know, give us all your money. Well, they covered their guns back up. So I look at my friend looks at me, and we don't have any money on us, really. We have, like, a couple bucks. And so I stick my hands in his pocket, and he's digging in his, and... I realize I have my pocket knife.
Did you just say that you stuck your hands in his pockets?
Sounds gay.
No, in my pocket.
Okay.
That was really
yeah,
gay.
That was kind of weird. I was like,
that's pretty scary.
I put my hands in his pockets.
And vice versa.
The story was finally starting to get like, good.
And then we were all, come and get it.
Oh,
Ashley,
don't say that.
You gotta apologize.
Go ahead, sir.
I had a pocket knife in my pocket. I realized that I had enough space in my pocket to open it up while it was in my pocket. So I look over my friend. He kind of has this look like he's like, no, these guys are for fake. Those guns are BB guns, and they got them. And you know, there's no way they can get to them in time. So we both are like ready to jump these guys, and. For some reason, I just decided, no, I better not. So I didn't. They ended up taking the watch off my arm. They apparently, their plan was actually to get a Marine that was further down. They knew had $100 on him. Later that night, they ended up getting arrested. And it turned out there was a third guy inside the vehicle still. And those guns were real, on top of the fact that they also had a few rifles and shotguns in the truck. They were all loaded.
Oh, good God. Wow. That's good. That kind of me.
What did I wish we could pull that. That made no sense.
What did he just say?
I said,
yeah. I'm in the economy.
Yes.
Somebody's been awake way too long.
He's hammered.
Ted Feather Duster's in the economy.
See, Sean heard me.
That's a good story, paparazzi. We're just tired.
Yeah, pocket
It's all
knife.
Good, man.
I do.
You guys are doing awesome stuff. I don't know how Where's I can come up with blade? 24 hours of content free.
28.
Going on 25 now.
28.
I'll see what you've done so far.
Captain America, the Avengers, and the Academy.
Thank you, paparazzi.